Welcome to Storyberries Radio. You can read along with any of our stories, all for free at our website, storyberries.com. Tinysaurus by Andrea Kaczmarek. Of course, dinosaurs are big. Everybody knows that. But there was just one dinosaur that was small, very small. Tinysaurus wasn't much bigger than a cat, so nobody took much notice of him. The other dinosaurs stamped around from tree to tree, making everything shake. You always know when there's a dinosaur around, when the trees start to shake. Tinysaurus didn't stamp around. He just curled up and waited for those great big dinosaurs to pass him by. And not only did those great big dinosaurs make the trees shake, they also stretched up high and ate the leaves. Some trees had fruits, so that was even better. Tinysaurus couldn't do that. Tinysaurus couldn't make the trees shake, even a little bit. Tinysaurus couldn't stretch up high enough to eat the leaves or the fruits, but Tinysaurus knew exactly what to do. The big dinosaurs never saw that Tinysaurus followed so close behind them. Tinysaurus just waited. He waited until the trees stopped shaking and the big dinosaurs stomped off to shake new trees. But as tall dinosaurs never ever looked down, they didn't see that so much fruit and so many leaves had fallen to the ground. What a feast came tumbling down from those shaking trees. Tinysaurus just sat and waited for the fruits to fall down right in front of him. He had to be careful they didn't fall on his head. Dinosaurs are very messy eaters. They really don't bother about what misses their great big mouths. They also make a lot of slurpy noises. It's hard to miss a dinosaur having lunch. But the biggest danger to Tinysaurus is getting stepped on. Dinosaurs never look where they are going. They head for the next fruit tree and just stomp off. Any small animals on the ground are in great danger. Nobody wants to be stomped on by a dinosaur, so Tinysaurus had to be very careful. Tinysaurus stayed behind the dinosaurs. He listened carefully, and when he heard them slurping and felt the trees shaking, he took cover. He tried to find somewhere safe to hide, usually under big, shiny leaves. Then Tinysaurus waited and listened. It's best to wait until the dinosaur has finished lunch. You know when he has finished because the slurping stops and Dino has a mighty great burp. That mighty burp means that Dino is full up and ready for a little sleep. And whenever that happens, Tinysaurus waits a bit longer for the dinosaur to take a few big steps away to lie down and snooze. Then it's Tinysaurus's turn to eat the fallen fruit. There is no danger of a dinosaur waking up. He likes a long, lazy sleep after eating so much. So Tinysaurus has plenty of time to eat. A dinosaur lunchtime sleep is long. Of course, Tinysaurus likes a little sleep after his lunch too, but not too near the dinosaur. If he flicks his tail or switches, it isn't good to be too near. A dinosaur tail twitch could flatten a tiny dinosaur easily. Tinysaurus always finds somewhere safe for his sleep, under some leaves or snuggled under a little bush. Not too near, but not too far from the sleeping dinosaur, because Tinysaurus likes to follow those great big dinos. Because if you can't reach up high yourself, it's perfect if somebody else can. The end. Thank you for reading with Storyberries.com. Free stories for kids.